The UN Special Envoy has arrived in Burma today to lobby for democratic reforms from its military rulers. It is Ibrahim Gambari's third visit to the country, also known as Myanmar, since a brutal crackdown on monk-led protests last September. Last month, the regime announced it was defying UN Security Council and General Assembly requests to engage with a UN reconciliation effort led by Gambari, and instead proclaimed it will go ahead with a new constitution and elections that will ban opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as Burma's 400,000 monks from voting. Director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Furminer, says the process to bring democracy to Burma may need to be taken over by the UN Secretary General.
There's a general feeling that the time has come to see either real progress or that the international community needs to do something more. For example, that the process of trying to bring democracy to Burma should be taken over by the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon. I think what the generals have learned over the years is it's quite easy to ignore UN envoys. The envoy before Ibrahim Gambari was banned from the country for several years, and the United Nations just accepted that situation. So from their perspective, they've seen these envoys come and go, come and go. They make promises to the envoys that they don't follow through on, so they know they can lie to them and get away with it. So they don't really have respect for these UN envoys. If we saw the Secretary General himself engaged, I think it would send a message to them that things are different now and that they're going to have to actually take the United Nations more seriously.